This is a Kim Monson news briefing.
New federal Trump accounts give kids a $1,000 seed. Here's who qualifies. Launched over the July 4 weekend, the new federal Trump accounts drop a one-time $1,000 into savings for children born in 2025 through 2028. A new federal savings program for children, the Trump account, went live over the July 4 weekend, and families are already opening them and watching the first deposits land. The accounts were created under the Working Families Tax Cuts in the 2025 One Big Beautiful Bill Act and are meant to give kids an early, long-horizon stake in the market. Accredited investment fiduciary Jody Heinze of Mint Financial Strategies walked through the program on the July 6 broadcast of The Kim Monson Show. Heinze, who works with listeners on building wealth for themselves and their children, said she was excited about the launch as a tool for financial literacy. "This is a great way that the administration is encouraging young people to start participating," she told listeners. "The program pairs two things that are easy to run together, so here is the clean version. Any child in the United States who has not turned 18 can have a Trump account opened for them, typically by a parent or legal guardian who manages it until the child turns 18. It's essentially open to any child under the age of 18, Heinze said. The one-time $1,000 federal seed deposit is a separate, narrower benefit. According to the IRS, the federal government makes a one-time $1,000 pilot program contribution to the account of each eligible child who is a U.S. citizen and is born from John 1-2025 through Dec. 31-2028. Older children can still open and grow an account. They simply do not receive the federal seed. Families claim the seed by filing IRS Form 4547 with the 2025 tax return or by registering online. Private philanthropy is layering on top of the federal seed. Michael and Susan Dell have pledged $250 each to the first 25 million qualifying American children who sign up, a commitment of roughly $6.25 billion, according to Fox Business. Then the Dell family donated some money, and kids 10 and younger as of January 1st of 2025 also get some money, Heinze said. Essentially, they get $250 in their account. The $250 is aimed at children age 10 and under who live in zip codes with household income of $150,000 or less and who do not receive the federal $1,000. The gift flows through a channel in the statute that lets charities and certain government entities contribute to a qualified class of account beneficiaries, so more corporate and philanthropic pledges could follow. Because the pledge is capped at 25 million children, Heinze urged families to open an account early, even if they do not plan to fund it, to stay eligible for money that donors may add later. Once an account is open, parents, grandparents, and others can add to it. Private contributions are capped at an aggregate $5,000 per child per year during the growth period. An employer may also contribute up to $2,500 a year toward an employee's dependent, an amount that counts against the $5,000 cap and is not taxable income to the employee. Both limits are indexed to inflation and begin adjusting after 2027. The federal seed and qualified charitable gifts do not count against the $5,000. The tax treatment mirrors a traditional IRA. Private contributions go in with after-tax dollars, so they are not deductible, and the money grows tax-deferred. Those private after-tax dollars establish a cost basis and come back out tax-free. Only their growth is taxed as ordinary income on withdrawal. The pre-tax portions of an account, meaning the government seed, any employer contributions, and charitable gifts such as the Dell money, carry no basis and are taxed in full when withdrawn. It does establish a cost basis, Heinze said, of a family's own contribution, and just the growth is taxable as ordinary income. The money stays invested through childhood. Nothing can be withdrawn before January 1 of the year the child turns 18, after which the account follows traditional IRA rules. Distributions of earnings are taxed as ordinary income, and a 10% penalty applies to withdrawals before age 59, unless an exception applies. The penalty is waived for qualified uses such as higher education or a first home purchase. When the kid turns 18, they can take the money out, penalty-free, not tax-free, Heinze said. For funds a young adult does not need right away, Heinze pointed to a Roth conversion as a smart next step. Converting the balance to a Roth IRA means paying ordinary income tax on it at the child's likely low rate, after which future growth is tax-free. The nonpartisan CRS notes the same core mechanics. Savers who forgo a deduction can withdraw their contributions, tax-free, while the earnings remain taxable. Opening an account is straightforward. Families go to trumpaccounts.gov and download the official Trump Accounts app, built by BNY Mellon and Robinhood as treasury partners, which is how accounts are managed and funded. Eligible accounts were funded around the launch weekend. You go to trumpaccounts.gov, and then there's an app that you want to download, Heinze said. During the growth period, the money is invested in low-cost funds that track the S&P 500 or another index of primarily American equities, with annual fees capped at 0.1% and no leverage allowed. The IRS, or the U.S. Treasury, is investing the money in the S&P 500 initially, Heinze said, and then as the money continues to be invested, then they will open that up to some other really low-cost index funds. There is one honest caveat worth keeping in view, and Heinze and Kim Monson both named it on air. The $1,000 seed is public money. The $1,000 isn't quote-unquote free, Heinze said. It's coming from the U.S. taxpayers. Both agreed that families who qualify should still take advantage of a benefit that is now law, while understanding where it comes from. And now, Kim's perspective. This is a genuinely useful tool for teaching our children about money, about the power of compounding, and about owning a piece of American enterprise early in life. Financial literacy is not being taught in our schools, so a program that gets a young person watching an S&P 500 account grow year over year does tangible good. My one honest caveat is the same one Jody Heinze and I discussed on air: there is no free money. That $1,000 seed comes from the American taxpayer, and every family should understand that clearly, even as they take advantage of a benefit that is now law. Open the account, fund it wisely, teach your kids what it means, and never lose sight of who is paying for the seed. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson News Briefing.